not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon you now. Okay, we're back for our second hour. My guest is Pastor Tony Alamo, and Pastor Alamo's been with us before. He's talked about his how he found the Lord, how he used to be a big-time Hollywood radio producer and music producer, excuse me, and found the Lord, began to preach the truth in a way that many pastors in this country, I think, have failed their congregation. What's disheartening? I see many of these evangelicals, Pastor Alamo, spreading the wrong message, spreading war for the Bush administration while at the same time telling their congregation that they're saving their souls. I believe through people I've had on my show that many congregations like Pat Robertson and some of the others have been infiltrated, and the Vatican has done a good job of doing that. I've had priests on who've talked about that, a bishop from Guatemala who has come against the Vatican. Also, we've talked to people that were close to Father Alberto Rivera. In fact, his wife, Nuri, will be on my show tomorrow talking about this very subject, infiltration of the Christian churches in America, the Protestant churches and other congregations, for the sole reason of misleading and confusing people. What are your thoughts on that, Pastor Alamo?
Well, that's their job. You know, it's like people, what the Lord keeps emphasizing is that we must become one in Christ Jesus. We can't be like mavericks out here someplace, like those flying saucers. They're together. Or like the book of Ezekiel says, they're together. They move swiftly. They're like flames of fire because they got the zeal. And we can't be saying, you're a Jew and I'm a Gentile and yeah, I'm a Christian and all this kind of, you know, that's, we need as Christians to promote the Lord to live inside of everybody. And we can't say that person can't go to heaven. They can if they repent and if they ask the Lord into their heart. And this is both Jew and Gentile. There's a lot of Jews that will never accept the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of them that have become Roman, what I call Roman rabbis. They're working just like there's Dathan in Moses' crowd who was trying to lead the people of Israel back into bondage. And the Lord swallowed him up into the earth and his whole family right into hell while they were alive. And so the thing that the Lord has called us to do is to be ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven and to, yes, you're right, the Christian is, there's a lot of people calling themselves Christians and all they are is false angels of light. They're standing in pulpits and telling people that, you know, Bush is like the Messiah. And when in reality, I'm trying to win President Bush's soul, and I don't believe he's going to believe me if I start saying that he's something other than he is. He's a Catholic. He's saying that he's a Christian, but Catholics are not Christians. They're the Christians' biggest enemy of the church and the people of the world. They are, and these, Pat Robertson, and you've got so many of these preachers on television that the Bible says, don't be entangled with the cares of the world if you're a Christian. Well, Pat Robertson was running for president. That right there, if people knew the Word of God, they'd know that he's trying to entangle himself with the affairs of this world. And the world is condemned.
Okay, listen, Pastor, we'll take another short break, come back with a longer segment on the Investigative Journal back after this short message.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It's a global opportunity.
Okay, we're back with our second hour with Pastor Tony Alamo. And if you want to read Pastor Alamo's message, you can go to his website at www.alamoministries.com, and you can read a lot of his articles, and I recommend you do that. Also, we've had Pastor Alamo on before, and we've talked about his past in depth, so we're not going to go over that. You have created quite an interest, though, Pastor. We got a whole bunch of callers, and I will get to them in a moment. But let me just mention this as we continue with Pastor Tony Alamo. When I worked in Rome, and I worked there for 6 years as a reporter, a young reporter, I learned a lot about the Vatican's evil ways. I saw it through people who contacted me regarding Satan worshiping in the Vatican, bowels of the Vatican. I was there when Aldo Moro, the president of Italy, was killed by the Jesuit order and their minions in the P2 Lodge and others around Europe. I was there during the Vatican Bank scandal and watched how they infiltrated the Masonic lodges with many high-level bishops and priests who were involved in this huge bank scandal that also was headed up. The Vatican Bank at the time was headed up by Father Paul, Bishop Paul Marcinkus, who has recently passed away. So I saw a lot of that. And I used to think that you could defeat these guys with the truth as a journalist, that if you got the word out, you could defeat them by the truth. But I found as the years went on And I learned more, and I might add, at that time in my life, I was quite naive and didn't really think America would succumb to their evil. I thought there were still a number of people in our country in positions of power that could fight this off, but I found otherwise. But I did learn over the years that this is not just a battle of truth. It's a battle, a spiritual battle of the Word of God. And through all my guests, Pastor Alamo included, they've made me come to believe that, giving me the strength internally to fight off. When I started preaching this message, and I say it on the air in that way, I've been called everything from a Mossad agent to a crypto Jew, whatever. And I found that the reason that they do this is they've spread so much anti-Jewish propaganda, placed people in positions of power in our government and around the world to make people believe that's the real enemy. And I want to say this, that we need to all work together to uncover the real serpent, the real head of the snake, and cut it off. And the only way you can do it is through the Word of God. And I want to thank people like Pastor Alamo for enlightening me, because I began this as a journalistic endeavor, but it's become more than just that. It's basically the saving of myself in the face of all of this. And I want to thank you personally for that, Pastor Alamo. And I hope, I know you can give this strength to many other people. Is that how you view this, a spiritual battle?
Yeah, on top of it's a war, like you mentioned. It's a war of words between God and Satan. Now, Satan is the liar and the father of all lies, and he's the Antichrist. He's using, just like Jesus uses human bodies to live in, so also Satan uses human bodies to live in. And they are so devoted and dedicated. Now, there's a bunch of Jews for money, power, for position, have aligned themselves with the Vatican. But you have to remember that there's hundreds of thousands of more Gentiles that have done that. Now, there's just a handful of Jews in comparison that have done that, and they've even used some of the Jewish people have aligned themselves with the inside of their diocese, like in New York and Los Angeles. And so I follow them really close because, like I said, I was a former promoter, and I know what they have to do. They have to advertise, just like Coca-Cola or anybody else. They have to just keep saying their messages over and over again to get you into the mood of drinking a Coke. And that's the way these Vaticanites are. They control the media, so they've got that sort of an edge on us. But we, when we have God, we are more than they are. We have, and also when the Lord has given me the knowledge that he has of how the Vatican is nothing more but a big political promo team posing as a religion or posing as Christianity. That's one of the most repugnant things in this. It is the most repugnant thing in the world to me. But the only thing that we can do, I mean, we can't use carnal warfare like guns, bullets, bombs, and things like that, but we have something more powerful, which is the Word of God. And even at that, you know, like you said, you were sort of naive back then because you probably were just maybe a young Christian, or maybe not even a Christian at all. But when we get saved, we have to learn the Word of God in order to possess the double-edged sword strongly enough to be able to convince the people of Iraq, Iran, the Vatican, and all these people. It's like the Lord says, he says one thing that you Christians in the first church he's talking about in the second chapter of Revelation, he says, one thing you have, he says, is that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Well, this is actually symbolic of, this is the actual world Antichrist power. And he says, and Jesus said, which I also hate. Now, he didn't say he hated them, but he hates their deeds. And so we can't go around hating people, but we should be. If you want to do what the Lord says, then we have to learn the gospel and preach it to them. If we're going to war lawfully, and we won't be able to say, well, I think I'm going to be I'm going to join the Catholic Church so I can be a witness there, because the Lord says, come out of her. And you're no witness to them if you're like a Jew and then you go back to the synagogue. You come out of those places so you can say, then they'll ask you, why did you leave? You know, why this position, this power, all this money and these relationships and your friends and everything? The Bible says we have to forsake all things of the old life, and we have to become new creatures. And so we're in a whole new realm. We come from the world, and now we came out of Adam, and Adam's wife came out of Adam, and the wife of Christ comes out of Christ. But we have to come out of his body, his blood. His body was killed for us, and his blood was shed for us, and he washes us from all of our former sins in his blood, and then he enters into us because he's become now the life-giving spirit, or the quickening spirit, and he enters into us, and we're new creatures. So even though we might want to retain some of the friends, when we start talking about the spiritual life to them, they're going to want to reject it. They're going to cause some problems. And so you just have to ignore that. Go on with the Lord. That means to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow Jesus. And the life of denial of the old life. We have to die up with Christ on the cross and continue on with him. And that's...
Pastor Lamo, I've got so many callers here. I want to get to them. But let me just refresh my callers, the ground rules. I don't screen calls. And I also, if you agree or disagree, that's fine. But no name calling, and let's not talk over one another. Rita in Texas, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Well, I'm finding the discussion very, very interesting. But I'm a Christian and have studied the Bible. As a matter of fact, I used to be an atheist, and I wouldn't be a Jew if my life depended on it. In St. Matthew, which is in the Bible, it says in there, take heed that no man seduce you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they will seduce many. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He also talks about false prophets and deceitful workers. You use the term Catholic, sir. I'm also a history student. And if you go back to St. Justin the Martyr, who was persecuted by the Jews, and all you have to do is get on the Internet and read his speeches, he said that where truth and justice is, therein lies the Catholic faith. That's where the term Catholic seems to have shown up historically, where I've been able to study it. Those who were followers of Christ were called Christians. But St. Paul also said that there will be one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. You know, historically speaking, the oldest church of Christendom happens to be the Catholic religion. The Bible that is of the New Testament was codified, as a matter of fact, by the Catholic Church and the Council of Nicaea. So what I'm listening to, as far as Mr. Lamo is concerned, because I did hear him say that I am a Jew, I believe that he is talking about a false Christianity that I have no knowledge of, and basically I think is full of, is full of lies that even history will testify to be false. Now, there's one thing, however, that I will agree with. I will agree with that the Vatican is right now infiltrated and has been infiltrated and usurped by the Jews. There's an excellent book that is called Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Penet. And he exposes how the Jews for centuries, and we're going way back, how the Jews have been constantly trying to destroy the Christian religion by infiltration of the Catholic clergy and the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, one of their Jews, which was Pelion, usurped the throne of Peter way back, I think it was about the 11th century, and his name was Anacletus II. So I would encourage anybody, I'm one of those that, having been a former atheist, I like to look at different religions and see whether or not it passes the test of truth. Truth cannot contradict itself.
Rita, going to ask Pastor Alamo to respond and then move on to other callers, because I have a whole bunch of them. But I appreciate your call, and call back anytime. Pastor Alamo, did you want to respond to Rita?
Right. This person is obviously deceived, because she says that'd be the last thing she'd ever want to be as a Jew. But she has to become a spiritual Jew in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. All right.
Pastor, I'm going to take a break here and then come back and we'll finish up with your comments. The music kind of caught up.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
...66-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Our last half hour, my guest is Pastor Tony Alamo at alamoministries.com. You can read about all of his work there. For over 30 or 40 years, he's been trying to spread the word of the Bible and to fight at the same time the Vatican, who let's just look at it this way, and then I'll let you finish your comment there, Pastor Alamo. At the, you know, most hierarchies of what I see of most of these religions, Vatican included, and religions all over the world, have been infiltrated by some kind of force. So have the governments of the major countries of the world, and the force always seems to bring confusion at the levels where people are trying to follow some type of good in the world. And what I try to say is this, that there's so much confusion now. I enjoy listening to you for the reason you try to untangle that. That may give you a lead into what you're trying to say to Rita. Go ahead.
Right. Well, the woman never said that she was a born-again Christian. She said she was a Catholic. if you notice that. And then also Catholic is the religion, and the religion is of the devil, but salvation is of the Lord. Then you take all these other religions outside of Catholicism, and they all have united themselves with the Antichrist. The reason they do this is because they people are afraid of being persecuted. This is what this former atheist has done. Is she has not been born again yet, and the Bible says that if you're not born again of the Spirit, in other words, the spiritual Jew, a spiritual Israelite, because even Gentiles, the Bible says, have to be grafted into the Jewish tree, the Christ, who is the tree of life. You have to fall down, I'm saying to her, to the world's greatest Jew, or you're not going to be saved. And if you say priests and all these people, the Vatican is the one that's infiltrating every place. They've infiltrated every government. They've infiltrated into every church. Alberto Rivera was telling me also that he himself had infiltrated. He'd bring pretty-looking girls into Baptist and Presbyterian churches with the dressed in a lewd manner in order to entice some of the... and he was a Vaticanite. I mean, you know, it's well-known. To entice these pastors into falling away, and he said he succeeded with many of them. And so it's not the Jews that are... I mean, I lived in Israel. They're poverty-stricken because all the money that they get, they have to defend themselves. And they need to become born-again Christians as well. But if you remember, it was the Roman soldiers that nailed Jesus to the cross. They were the ones that did that. And the woman is needs to be born again of the Spirit so she'll have an understanding of spiritual things. She's reading all kinds of books and all people, actually Jesuit books, that are giving her this incredible confidence in what man says rather than what the Lord says. Because the things of the Lord, the real Lord, the spiritual, the greatest, world's greatest Jew, the things of him are foolishness to those that are unsaved. You must be born again, Jesus said, or you in no wise can enter the kingdom of God. You've got to be washed in his blood and filled with his Spirit, which is the water, and baptized, fully submerged, not sprinkled like the Vaticanites do, fully submerged in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then if that happens and you're washed from your sins and the Holy Spirit enters into you, which is the life-giving Spirit of God, which is Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and you're resurrected from your dead life, your dead Adamic life, and you become a new creature, and the people will not understand. They'll hate you. They'll really hate you because it's against the principles of this evil, condemned, soon-to-burn world.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things, you mentioned Father Alberto Rivera. I've had his wife, Nuri, on. Father Alberto Rivera was killed, according to Nuri Rivera's wife, by the Jesuit order for trying to preach the truth and show a people of the world how they deceptively would infiltrate churches. And I know that you met him, and he stayed with you at one of your ministries, and you talked with him in depth. And I wanted to say that Nuri Rivera, who I had on my show, wanted to say hello to you and to thank you for everything you did for him. And still to this day, she's fighting these people to give you an idea how they not only tried to persecute you and put you in prison, they've tried to bribe her with money for many reasons, to say that her husband was insane and delusional. She refused to do that. They then wanted to find out where his bones were buried and said they would take care of her for the rest of his life, her life, if she would tell them, so they could take his bones back to the Vatican for some of their satanic rituals, and she refused. So my question is, people, don't get lost into this confusion. You must look at the fruits of what they're doing. today to people that are trying to preach the Bible and to get at the truth, Pastor Alamo being one of them. We're going to come back right after this short message with our final half.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington. Oh, two pieces come.
Okay, we're back with Pastor Tony Alamo. And, Pastor, this show kind of acts as a bridge between the real physical world and the spiritual world, trying to bring it together, so to speak, so that people can see that perhaps the only road to salvation doesn't lie with their politicians, doesn't lie with slick thinking, but lies with the trust in what's true and right in the Word of God. That's basically what I try to do, and I'm sure you're used to people criticizing you, and I'm sure you're used to attacks, Jesuit attacks on your character and things like that, as I've become used to over the years by trying to speak the truth in this manner. But one question I have is, do they really think that they're going to get away with his evil for the rest of time? What have you learned about their psyche? What keeps them motivated, so to speak? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, you know, it's just, a lot. Why they wanted to murder all the Christians down through the years. You remember, even people see it in these movies, you know, where it shows the Catholics taking those people to the Colosseum and feed them to the lions. No Christians ever do anything like that. It's just, who can know the mind of God? You can if you read the Word of God, because the Word of God is his mind. But who can know the mind of Satan except children of Satan? They, it's his final attempt to rule the world. And, if he's figuring, if I have to burn forever, then, I want to go down in flames, as having destroyed the earth. And the Bible states when he goes to the pits of hell and into the lake of fire, the people that are there, that he led there by all the different deceptions from all the different organizations, our front organizations, such as the Cult Awareness Network, that's part of the Vatican, ACLU, that's a branch of the Vatican, and all these different things. At least I, at one time, ruled the world. I ruined the world. But God's going to burn the world up and refurbish it, because there was sin here. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and only those that have given their entire life, surrendered their whole life, which is nothing. It's garbage, because if we retain our own life, we're going to lose eternal life. And if we lose our carnal life here and surrender everything to the Lord's life, his life is eternal. And when he enters us, his eternal life is mingled with our temporal life, or mixed, and we become immortal creatures, and we're going to live in paradise forever rather than burning in hell. And what their motive is, they followed Satan. They were thrown out of heaven, and they know they're on their way to hell anyway, so misery loves company. And what they want to do is just deceive everybody in the entire world to the point where they're going to go to hell in the lake of fire with them. That's the only motive that they have. They say, we don't want to be there forever. We know we're going, because the Bible says that Satan knows that he has a short time. And therefore, he's full of wrath right now in the government, that he's killing, murdering, maiming. Even people that are part of his organization, like Clinton, is still to this day, and Bush, they are buffers for the Vatican. They're taking all the flack. Like, they do whatever the Pope says. And when the Pope says it doesn't make any difference, you would talk yourself deaf, dumb, and blind to Bush. Like, he sent me 13 emails wanting me to tell him what would my idea be so far is ending, bringing about peace in the Middle East. And I says, okay, he's threatening to bomb them. And I says, well, wait until I write this article, Peace in the Middle East. And I said, don't bomb until you hear that. So he did. He held back. He was threatening to bomb. And then when I sent him the literature, he didn't receive it, because he has to do what the Vatican says, or they kill him, just like they did Kennedy or anybody else. Okay, because they're not doing the will of the Lord, and therefore there's no protection over them, and they know it. And they know, just like Satan and his angels know, that they're going to go to hell. But the only redemption for them is if they come out against the Vatican and say that they've been used, and that the things that the Vatican has been telling them to do is a lie and it's awful, and then they would have the protection of the Lord on their side. But they just haven't got enough sense to do that. Some people are just not that bright.
And I know, according to John Peeler, the FBI agent who was assigned to bring you down, he said that Clinton was behind this in the end, because I believe that you didn't support him, correct, when in your ministries in Arkansas or something like that, or tried to tell the truth what was going on, like you're doing today.
Well, I had dinner with President Clinton. As a matter of fact, he mentioned me on three pages of his new book about his life, and he mentioned in a derogatory way, he said that I looked like some blind singer on speed, and that says my wife was a pretty good preacher, but I'm a promotion man and a good one, and when she died, I didn't have anything else to promote. I never promoted her. I just did what, you know, I knew that I was supposed to do. I was a husband to her, and I was promoting the Lord, really. That's all.
Right. And let me get to a caller. Robert in Utah, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Pretty good.
Question?
Yeah, I have just a couple things just to cover real quick, and then I'll listen.
Okay.
I'm a radio talk show guy in Salt Lake. I've been doing radio for 18 years. They call me RJ, and I was pulled off the air because I cover these kinds of things on a regular basis. And I'd like to know from your guest what he knows about these couple of points, and again, get off.
Okay, go ahead.
I understand that there is this satanic worship thing that does go on, literally human sacrificing in worship to Satan. And I found in the scripture there's a place called Micah chapter 3 that you can find evidence. So I would be one to stand up and say, yes, your guest, he's speaking the truth. And I have found in everything that I have done, I seek two or three witnesses in everything I do. And when I was doing my show, there are people who have been victims at these ceremonies coming to me from the left and from the right. They would come to me and say, RJ, I don't know who else to go to. This stuff is going on. It's pissed off. And I think for the most part among the LDS church that most people have no idea that these things do go on. Next, I do believe that there is a quiet agreement between the Catholic and the LDS church. They will operate as one. Now, this is a private agreement, but I do believe that the Jesuits do operate within the LDS church for the function of, in the context of a one world order, that they will be the one world church. And I have seen it with my own eyes. And next, regarding the origins of the Catholic Church, according to my research, the Bible talks about Jesus when he's born, when he's in the temple, then when he's in his ministry. And many years, this Joseph of Arimathea would take Jesus to Cornwall and Devon and Somerset, and there's history and there's tradition. And after they finished crucifying the Christ, they went after Mary and his family, and many of those fled back to England. And there were many believers of Jesus already there. And the Catholic Church chased those people and tried to put them to death as much as they could. And so these contingents still exist. There was a film I saw recently that does show the evidence of this. I'm almost done. Luther, the video, Luther. It shows this clear connection between government and religion. I believe this connection now exists between the federal government and religion. In fact, it's no accident that all the heads of state went to pay their homage to the last pope that died. Then they went to pay their homage to the new pope that went in, and then it was Bush that made a personal visit to the leader of the LDS Church, and the next day, this professor from BYU, who has evidence of 9/11, that was a demolition, from BYU was told to shut up, and he was dismissed from his position. There are so many...
Hey, Robert, I'm going to let Pastor Alamo comment. Go ahead, Pastor Alamo. Did you want to comment?
Oh, well, there's no question about it, but I knew the steward of the LDS. Yeah.
Hello? I think he must have dropped off. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just wondering if I'm coming through because I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I know that everything that he's saying, so far, there's some things that he's saying about them fleeing to England, so I'm not sure of that, but I know that the LDS Church and, so far as I know, the Mormon Church is not receiving any problems at all. They used to. The head of the Mormon Church called me years ago when my wife was in the hospital dying of cancer. He called me and asked me, what can we do? Is there anything, experience that you have from the persecution that you've received down through the years from the Vatican that you could tell us? And I says, yeah, I can. Can I come to see? I said, my wife is dying. And it's, if there's any, you can come later or, you know, whenever she gets well or whatever. And but they were getting persecuted. Now I know they're not. So it's a very great possibility that they may have made a deal with the Vatican to not attack them anymore. It's like those people, and as well as the other church, which is Seventh-day Adventist. I mean, a lot of the things that they say are true, but they're also, they attack the Vatican, but not as much as, I don't know how it come about, but they don't seem to be getting persecuted anymore. And if we're worried about persecution, well, then, you know, we're going to go down the drain. We're not going to have all the commonwealth of the Lord that he promises us, like protection, defense, healing, and all the other things that he offers us that we have already if we're doing what he says. We're zilch. We have no protection, nothing. Like, they will kill you if you don't expose them. And all these people that keep silent are the ones, even in the White House, if they would just tell what's going on in there, and the ones that in the Vatican, they tell what's going on there, then they would be safe, because everybody knows if they kill somebody that's exposing them, that the people will know it's the Vatican, and that's the thing that they hate worse than anything, to be exposed. That Satan cannot walk in the light, and if because they walk in darkness, and they're clandestine. They have to make deals. They fly from to the LDC church over there in Kansas City. They make a deal, and that's it. Either do that, or we're going to throw you in prison. They said they're going to throw me in prison. They gave me a 6-year sentence, and I got out in 4 years. But I didn't care. Even at my age, and my son was just born, I can't deny the Lord and receive any blessings from him. So I've been out of prison now for 10 years, and I don't have any intentions of backing off from that bunch of devils. They're not the Holy See. Israel is the Holy Land, not Italy or Rome or the Vatican. Israel is the Holy Land. And then what do they call the Vatican the Holy See? That's the most unholy organization on earth. It's the Antichrist. It's the actual Satan's machine here on earth. His machine, his church, his one world church, they have already become, anybody that you see that a united Pentecostal, united this or that kind of church, they've united themselves with the Vatican. And now the same thing with Luther's church. They've united themselves back with the Vatican. They say the Holy Catholic Church. If they were going to tell the truth, they'd say the unholy Catholic Church.
Right, and it should be mentioned, too, that the Vatican owns much of Jerusalem now, and they've also owned the Temple Mount. They've been trying to, they've purchased that, and they have a deed on that. And I ask people, if they're not interested in what's happening in Israel, if they basically are not fomenting anger towards the Israeli people, through the use of taking over, through their deception of taking over the government and the rest of those people working in that country to destroy the Jewish people. If it is the Jews, what do they have to benefit? They're losing their country. I mean, they're losing, people are being slaughtered there. They have nothing to benefit. And I say this. What's that?
The Vatican doing that. They're going to tell them, look, I, the Pope, if you let me move into Israel, if you give us the Israel ground there, to put the Vatican there, we can stop all this persecution. We can stop it immediately. But just make a covenant with us, like just like Bush went over to the LDC church. He says, now, if you'll just make a deal, that's what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, Kissinger went over there to try to make a deal, and the Jews at one time rejected that. But now they're getting harassed by the Vatican so much that when they go in there, the Vatican, the Pope is going to say, I'm God here on earth, and all I got to do is tell the people, and I run the world army. The United States of America army is my army. and they're ruling the vote for me. And he says, no, if you let us in there and put the Vatican there, there will be peace in Israel. And the Bible says when they say peace, peace, then come a sudden destruction.
Exactly. And it, let's go to one caller here real quick. We got about a minute before we take this break, Mona. So go ahead. You're Mona from California.
Hi, Pastor Lamo. I have one thing to point out to you. I think you misspoke yourself when you said that the Bible says that God curses those who curse the Jews and blesses those who bless the Jews. And I'm sure you'll agree, but it's important, so I wanted to quote. It actually says in Genesis 12, 1 through 20, 2, I will bless you, Abraham, and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And if he wasn't just talking to Abraham, which is what I believe, he was talking about his seed, which includes the Arabs. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, the Arab is, the Bible calls it the bastard race, because it's not Ishmael that is the son of promise. It is Isaac, and so it's the Jew. The Isaac is part Ethiopian, or she's a black, the woman. But,
all right, we're going to take a break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Heart problems and circulation problems, it'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, I'm going to get right back to it here. We only have a short time with Pastor Tony Alamo. I wanted to mention, though, you can get a hold of him or listen to his messages at www.alamoministries.com. He's also on many radio stations all over the country. Some of them include WMQM in Memphis, Tennessee, WITA in Knoxville, 50,000-watt station KAAY in Little Rock, station in New York, Dallas, Los Angeles, KLAA, Atlanta, Georgia, WAEC in Chicago, my hometown, WCFJ, and Fort Smith, Arkansas, Las Vegas, and also on shortwave, and all over the world in stations like Radio West Africa, Radio East Africa, Radio South Africa, Radio North Africa, a station in the Philippines, and in Sri Lanka. So you can listen to Pastor Alamo's message on any one of those stations, and you can find out the exact times if you go to his website. That's quite a list. That keeps you pretty busy during the week, doesn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, it sure does. But one thing I wanted to add is that I said that Hagar, she actually is an Egyptian. And,
okay.
And Sarah didn't believe that she was going to have, that they were going to be able to have a child. So she gave Hagar, an Egyptian, to her husband. He went in because there was no law then. And, you know, in the Bible, there's many wives. There's nothing, there's any condemnation on that. And so when this, half Egyptian and half Jewish boy was born, he was called, no, that isn't the child of promise. The child must come from Sarah, a Jewess. And so, the lineage of Jesus is from Abraham is the first Jew, Isaac, Jacob, the root of Jesse, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the actual lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ is put intact for all these years to prove that he's a Jew, not an Arab. And God gave all that land over there to Israel, not to the anyone but the Jews. And then you've got all these, they're calling it Palestine. It's not Palestine, it's Israel. And that's Bible. And the woman that was talking to me on the phone before, she needs to study the Bible more. And she needs to get, if she's not born again, but if she is born again, she's naive. And that naivety comes from not studying the Word to make herself a workman approved by God. So, yeah, this radio thing keeps us busy just like yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I was wondering, just in the last minute or so here, what lately have you been working on, and what do you think about this war in Iran coming up? Do you believe that's going to happen?
I believe that until the Roman Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church gets complete control over it, that's why they are not going to move. Satan must control the world as it is, this corrupt world. The Lord's going to come back and destroy it. But so they're going to keep on, and that's why Bush is so steadfast. He's as afraid as a rabbit, but he is more afraid of the Vatican. So he's doing exactly what they say. He's going to keep the troops going.
All right, Pastor Alamo, we're all out of time. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, and we'll have you on again. Thanks, Pastor Alamo.
Thank you very much. Jimmy Craig. Talk to you later.
Okay, that was Pastor Tony Alamo. We're all out of time today. Sorry, couldn't get to all my callers, but we'll have Pastor Alamo on again. We're all out of time right now. Yeah, and until then, until tomorrow, same time, same place, good afternoon.